Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read three short passages of Scripture, two out of the Old Testament, one out of the New. First, out of the Old Testament, book of Isaiah. Lord speaking through Isaiah, and he says this in chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then out of the New Testament, the letter of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul wrote, beginning in chapter 2, verse 8, because of his kindness and grace, you have been saved through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourselves. It too is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit for it. It is God himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ages ago, he planned that we should spend these lives in helping others. And then in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 14 and 15, God tells Moses to tell the people this, the Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Remembering that the Israelite people are here on the banks of the Red Sea in the desert. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the people to get moving. Well, it's been beautiful around here for the last few days, cool and breezy, a few days that were cold, but just beautiful weather. But despite that, and being completely transparent with you, during the past few weeks, my spirit has had some cloudy moments with a bit of drizzle falling at times, facing some uncertainty and seeking God's will for the seasons ahead. And ever faithful, as he always is, he continues to bring clarity to my vision, hope in my heart, and a light on the path ahead. I'll bet you've been there as well. Maybe you're there now. We all have been, where no matter which way you look, it's hard to find the right direction or to see any sunshine on the other side of the rain clouds that seem to be all around and too regular. You're not sure what to do with what you're facing, whether you're in the midst of a business decision or coaching issues, parenting trials, financial concerns, career detours, or relationship hurdles. What is clear to you is that nothing is clear, and you're not sure what to do next and which way to go. And as a nation and a world, we're trying to figure out the way past the uncertainty which is coming at us from all directions. And making matters worse, we're too often surrounded by voices of doubt or discouragement, the expectations of others that seem to be never ending, all which too often ring louder than the gentle voice of divine encouragement that God really wants us to hear. Personally, you may get to a place where you just want to throw your hands in the air in despair and resignation or defeat, sometimes just to find some relief, to pull back. I've been there. You've been there. I know some of you have been there as well. Wanting to quit, to stop, to go quiet maybe, to be alone, to pull away, to step aside. And while we worry and wonder, we forget that God is bigger than it all, bigger than anything we face. But God never fails to send a gentle but clear reminder that he is still there, reminding us of all he wants for us and with us and wants to do with us. He always does, even though at times we may not see it or see him right away. Maybe in those times, maybe in times when we feel alone, we just need to intentionally draw closer to him, to move closer, to open scripture, to just stop and pray, to get a better sense of his never-ending presence right there with us, with his grace over us, with his peace always there for us, to heal us and gently move us to a better place, to listen to that gentle whisper of his directing us where he wants us to go. In our better moments, we know that no matter what we face, no matter what, he is still there and has his hand on you and on me. I remember a moment when he did that for me, sending a reminder through one of my granddaughters 10 to 12 years ago that I'll never forget. I was a bit burdened one night, tired from a long day of trying time and time again and on various things and always seemed to come up short. When Linda told me that our two granddaughters were going to come and spend the night with us. And even though I tried not to let them see my concerns, they did. And so while putting them to bed, our younger granddaughter, Ellie, asked if she could say the prayers that night for her and her older sister, Hannah. Among other things, like thanking God for a beautiful day and for her sister and other members of her family, as well as other remembrances of things which Ellie was thankful for, she followed her instincts, since she knew me pretty well, as did Hannah, sensing that something was bothering me. I guess my usual joyful spirit of always having them with us was a bit less joyful that night. And so I don't remember all of her prayer, but here was a part of what she prayed that night that I will never forget. Quote, "And Jesus, if the devil is bothering Gran and talking in his ear, just flick him off of Gran's shoulder." Close quote. There it is, my granddaughter's guaranteed remedy for discouragement, disappointment, or doubt in those moments that hit, and they will hit, when you want to throw in the towel and quit. And in Ellie's view, even her granddaddy needed a reminder to help him refocus on the one who cares and will always be there for me, for her, for all of us. Just ask Jesus, she prayed, to flick the voices of defeat and discouragement off your shoulder. Don't let them have a place to stand, to be able to whisper their message of doom or defeat or discouragement in your ear. Instead, my friends, replace those voices with Christ's voice and Christ's message of encouragement and hope and victory for today, for this moment, and for whatever you're going through. Simply ask Jesus to help you with whatever it is. Have you done that recently? No, really, have you done that? Just stopped and asked him for help. He always wants the best for you and for me. But you know what? He also always wants the best from you and me too. And that means not only seeking his guidance and following his way, but also asking for his help, reaching out to him and asking for his help on whatever it is that you're confronted with. Why not ask him to shine his light on the path ahead of you, to help and to strengthen you to find your way with him, and then follow it with him? You know, the Apostle Paul was pretty amazing in that letter. A portion of the letter we read was written during his first imprisonment in Rome. He was in jail when he wrote it. Yet in all that he faced and suffered, he always knew where his strength came from and where he needed to look to be able to move on. And he always sought it. And knowing Christ was by his side, he kept going, kept doing good, never giving up or giving in, sharing the love and encouragement of Christ with everyone, everywhere. As the story goes, a number of years ago, that great Polish pianist and composer, Ignacy Paderewski, was to perform at a great concert in Philadelphia. It was the social highlight of the year, and men and women arrived dressed in their finest tuxedos and evening gowns. It was truly to be a spectacular evening. And while the audience was arriving and moving down the aisles to their seats in the concert hall, a fidgety little boy wiggled free from his mother, worked his way down the aisle, unbeknownst to his mother, who had turned to talk to her friends, and he moved on past the throngs of excited patrons and down to the foot of the stage. The spotlights were focused on the beautiful piano that stood on that stage for that long-awaited concert. And the young boy was drawn to that piano. And so he climbed up on that stage, up onto the piano stool, and to the shock of all assembled, began to play his own version of Chopsticks. Those present began to murmur and shout, "Who is that boy? Where are his parents? Get him off the stage and away from that piano." Off to the side of the stage, Paderewski, getting ready for the evening, had heard the commotion, saw the boy out there, and walked out on the stage to him. Walked up behind the little boy, put a hand of assurance on his shoulder, and then leaning down over him at the piano, he began to play the most beautiful melody around the tune the boy was playing. And they continued to play that piano together before the now quieted crowd. As they played, Paderewski whispered in that little boy's ear, "Don't stop. Keep going. Don't quit. I'll stay right here by your side." And that's what the Master, Jesus Christ, is saying to each one of us, to you and to me, as we wake up to every brand new day in our lives, weighed down at times with discouragement, disappointment, a sense of defeat, expectations beyond belief, facing the uncertainty of whatever it is coming around the bend that morning. He says, "Don't stop, Scott. Keep going. Don't quit. I'll stay right here by your side." And he will. As Isaiah reminds us, he has a hand on you, my friends, to uphold you and to lead you all the way out of whatever you may be facing, past the uncertainty or doubt before you, all the way back to hope and on to victory with him. As he told Moses and the Israelite children in the desert at the Red Sea, "I will be there fighting for you. Just keep going." And look what he did. So if you should happen to find the voices of defeat and discouragement talking a little too loudly in your ear, take a lesson from the prayer of a brilliant little girl who, along with her older sister, blesses my life every day, and just ask Jesus to flick the voices of defeat off your shoulder. And with God's hand on your shoulder, while he is standing by your side, keep going. Keep going. Always. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder. Thank you for the reminders every day that you send our way, that no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, you have gone nowhere. You are there with us. Your hand is on us. You're leaning down over us and whispering in our ears, "Don't stop, Scott. Keep going. I'll stay right here by your side." Thank you for always providing that strength, that encouragement, that voice of hope for us, knowing the direction we should go and simply asking us to ask you to show us the way. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us and with us. Be with those that have gone through surgery recently for continued healing. Be with those who are needing special hand of guidance and help and hope the days ahead. We know you're there. May they sense your presence. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.